I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. In today's Daf, Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayda Amud Beis, the Gemara describes the procedure of a bris mila. What's the moel supposed to say when he does the mila? What's the father supposed to say? What everyone's surrounding? Then there's other brachas. The Gemara describes that the moel is supposed to make a bracha al hamila. The father makes a bracha lahachnisa shel Avram Avinu. Everyone around says k'shem shenichlas the bris, and we're familiar with these words. We're familiar with these brachas. But what happens if there's an aberration? What happens if the father is unable to be there? What happens if, unfortunately, the father passed away? What happens to the bracha of the father? What happens to the bracha of lahachnisa b'risa shel Avram Avinu? So the Rambam discusses this, and the Rambam says that he feels no one should make that bracha. The bracha of Lachnisa Shel Bebrisa Shel Avram Avinu is a special bracha that was instituted specifically for the father of the baby to make that bracha, and that is because the father has a unique relationship to this mitzvah. The father has a unique obligation to ensure that his son has a bris mila. However, there are others that argue. Others that say no, if the father is unable to make the bracha, then Beis Din is supposed to make the bracha. Perhaps an understanding is that according to the Rambam, the nature of this bracha is a brachas ha-mitzvah. It's on the father's unique mitzvah. It's a bracha on that unique mitzvah that the father has. Others may understand that the nature of this bracha la'achniso is not necessarily a brachas ha-mitzvah. It's not a bracha you're supposed to say on the mitzvah of performing the bris mila, but rather it's a brachas ha-shevach, that the mitzvah was done. And therefore, Beis Din as well should recite this bracha. Now, there has to be a representative of Beis Din. It's not going to be, obviously, all of Beis Din that makes this bracha. So the Rama in Yeridei Simin Reish Samach Hei, Paskin's not like the Rambam, and he writes that if the father is not present, someone else should make this bracha. V'nohagin in the practice is Shemisha Tofes Hanar. The person that's holding the baby, the sandik, he's the one that makes that bracha. He's the one that represents Beis Din in this idea, and he's the one that makes the bracha lachnisa b'risa shel Avram Avinu. What happens if there's a father, there's an individual, there's a couple who's adopting a baby? They're performing a bris mila on the baby. Do we say in that case as well that the sandik is supposed to make the bracha? Obviously the father's not going to be present. Or should the adoptive father, perhaps he should be the one that makes the bracha? So the Sefer Otzer HaBris quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that this adoptive father, he should be the one that makes the bracha lachnisa b'risa shel Avram Avinu, and explained to Shlomo Zalman that since this individual is accepting the responsibility of the upbringing of the child, he's going to bring him up, he's going to have the responsibility of being mechanechim, of sending him to yeshiva, paying for his tuition, and fill in all the other roles that a father plays. He's able to assume the role of the father in this regard as well, and he's able to make that bracha of lahachni. So he's, in a sense, replacing the father. And it would seem, I haven't seen anyone say this inside, but it would seem to me that you could expand this idea to any scenario in which you have, unfortunately, a father who, let's say, passes away, and you have a young child. Whoever plays that fatherly role, whoever assumes responsibility to bring up the son, he should be the one that's making the bracha of lahachni sabrusa shel Avram Avinu. In a scenario in which the father is not present, and there's no one else that's taking the place of the father, the father was just unable to make it to the bris, that's where the Rama writes that the sandik should be the one that makes the bracha.